Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday, January 19th, 2020. I'm Dax Carlisle, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And joining me, the fabulous Mary Brown. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Dax. Yes, we have liftoff. Oh, I love hearing that tune. Takes me way back. Takes me back 10 years ago, I guess. Really, right? I love it. It feels good.
Doesn't it feel good? It actually, it's amazing, really. Talk about nostalgia, you know. If you were tuning in on January 20th, 2010, for the first episode of our first ever radio show, Tarot Today Radio, that's what you would have heard. That was our old intro music, and it's a section of a track on the album Tarot called The Fool. There's actually 22 tracks. There's one track for each of the major arcana cards in the tarot deck. And the album Tarot was composed by Canadian composer Rajan Paquin. And in fact, you can see it on the new Tarot Guild website. If you go over to thetarotguild.com/music, it'll pop up and there's links there where you can go and listen to it. You can download tracks. You can buy the whole album. It's thetarotguild.com/music. So that's our first surprise of the day. So for those of you that have been around for the last 10 years, you'll remember that music. And that's what we're...
I remember it, and I remember so many of us on the Tarot Guild getting the album, too. You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, a tune for every major arcana card. You know, like, it was so cool, and it's still cool. And that particular track, The Fool, I mean, literally you can just, like, visualize, like, that sort of carefree, you know, movement of The Fool. I love it. This is so fun. I'm having fun already, and we just started.
Yeah, we're kind of revitalizing, Rajan's album here, bringing it back. It's like, hey, everybody,
yeah.
It's 10 years later. You know, go check this out because the music held up. You know, all the tracks are fantastic. I love the High Priestess on there as well. And
yeah.
I used to use that. I think I used that for some of the outro music sometimes and even some intros on some of the shows way back in the day. So, yeah, we're having a special on-air party. We are celebrating, are you ready for this, folks? 10 years on air.
Yay! It's amazing.
I can't believe that. Where did the last 10 years go, Mary?
I don't know. And it's so funny because it just feels like it went by really fast, but it was like so damn packed with so many different things. I mean, my gosh, I think about it. I think the first show I did on the Tarot Guild was the Hollywood Insider show. And you remember that? And then, my gosh, you know, because I was thinking of this. Okay, I'm like, okay, I would Hollywood Insider show. I was on the Angels Monday show, and then did There's a Rock for That. And I was just like, my gosh, we did a lot in 10 years when you think of all the different shows and all the different topics covered, all the different guests that we've had. I mean, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible. I mean, we had Mary Greer on, Rachel Pollack, the Amber Stones. Every year we did a special show about the Reader's Studio. We had, our very first guest was either Janet Boyer or James Rickliff. We had them both on in the very beginning there. And, even some of our hosts that are still on the network have been around that long, like Maria G. Moss and yourself.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah. So, and I know we've got some people calling in. I think actually Maria's calling in here. We're going to bring her on in a second. We also have Sharona Rapsik, one of our newest hosts, is on, and we've got some callers. We are a live call-in show. So in addition to celebrating, you can call in and chat with us. You can wish us another 10 great years and call in. Yeah, and get a mini reading too. You get a mini reading. Call in at 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad so we know that you want to be live on air with us. Once again, that number 714-816-4628. If you're Skyping in, open the dial pad on your Skype app and press 1. That tells us you want to be live on air. If you don't want to be live on air, you just want to listen to the show by calling in, just don't press 1. There you go. Real simple. We're also in the chat room. I'm in here. I'm chatting with JS right now. He said he's calling in. It's thetarotguild.com/chat. That's thetarotguild.com/chat. And, of course, today's show is sponsored by the Tarot Guild. Our Friday and Saturday shows always are. And we have that's another surprise is that 10 years ago – tomorrow, my mom's birthday, by the way, folks, January 20th. Happy birthday, Mom! Not only did we launch our very first radio show, Tarot Today Radio, we also officially launched the very first Tarot Guild website. We started building it in 2009. We had about 500 people on it before we officially launched. Just to get things warmed up. And we built it on the Ning Network. And then a few years later, we decided to do a Facebook page, which, by the way, is still there on Facebook, Tarot Guild. Just look it up. 5,500-something members. And we decided to build a static WordPress website and do Facebook because everybody was going on Facebook. You can remember 2009. Twitter was getting
– oh, yeah.
It just came on. Facebook was getting big, And so, it was a few years before we did that, but maybe 2007 or 6 or 8, I can't remember now. But we had that static website, which was, the Ning platform was a full-on, Facebook for tarot. It had all the bells and whistles and everything you have on social media. And we went to a static website, moved on to Facebook, but that server crashed and that website crashed. So guess what? We built a brand new website and we built it on Ning again because people, our members told us, Mary, we want
yes.
a community social networking website, right?
Oh, yeah. I was one of those people. I'm like, I miss the forums because that was the greatest thing, like connecting to so many people. And I learned so much, because I think, prior to that, I know the Tarot Guild started as a meetup in San Diego. But I feel like, really prior to the Guild website for me, it was just like, I'd maybe encounter like people that were into tarot, we're kind of on your own a bit, you and your books. And occasionally if you were lucky enough to be somewhere where people taught classes or you could, but it wasn't like you could connect and find out how many different ways people use tarot, find out, that there was more than just a couple decks out there. That was a revelation to me. I'm like, oh my gosh, look at all these beautiful decks. And, you know, it was through the Tarot Guild that I discovered Ciro Marchetti's work and fell in love with the Guild of Tarot. And, you know, what's funny is we're doing, you know, all this anniversary for the Tarot Guild and for the radio shows as well. And Ciro is about to release this year a new version of the Gilded Tarot. So I feel like all these anniversaries are kind of coinciding. Like for some reason, 2020 is the year where it's like it's all coming back and better than ever.
It's all coming together. Gilded was the first deck that I got from Ciro Marchetti. And I love all of his decks. It's just amazing stuff. Wow.
Yeah.
And so, yes, forums, you know, there was the great eclectic forums, and then, you know, they closed their doors. And so we figured that we need something like that again. And so on the new Tarot Guild website, it's 100% free to join. Just go over to thetarotguild.com and you can join, sign up for free, just like you did if you were around 10 years ago and you joined the first thing website. And we've got live chat. We've got groups, forums, activity feeds, you know, just like you find on Facebook, adding friends, private messaging, your own customizable profile page. We have a certified readers directory. We've got videos and events and, I mean, you name it. Updates, you know, status updates like people do, only instead of Facebook, we don't have any of the negative Facebook stuff. It's all tarot all the time. TheTarotGuild.com. Ugh. That's exciting too. And we've got more surprises for you. In fact, Mary, we should before we bring on some of our fabulous hosts that are joining us as guests and callers and things like that. We want to announce that we're going to do something else in celebration of our 10th anniversary of being on radio, and Mary and I have on the network been doing Psychic Talk, our Psychic Saturday show on the Psychic Talk radio network for how long now, Mary? A couple years?
Yeah,
how long has it been?
So. Almost
something
2 years,
like that.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And what we thought was, wouldn't it be cool if we brought back the title of our first ever radio show 10 years ago and changed the name for our Saturday show to Tarot Today Radio.
Yay! I'm so excited about it. It feels so right, you know?
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so excited. It's breaking news.
That's right.
Breaking news on the air. We're changing the name. Now, of course, nothing's really ultimately changing. I mean, it's going to be Mary and I. We're going to be on Saturdays, same time, doing the same thing, but we're going to focus even more on tarot, and the new title is going to be Tarot Today Radio. We're bringing it back. I'm so excited,
yes.
Mary.
Me too.
This is so
me
fun.
Too.
This is so fun. And
just,
hey, to
know,
make it even... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that I don't know how other people that were, you know, around, you know, back in the day, you know, have felt about it, but really I have felt like something has just been kind of missing. You know, it's like the landscape is like a little less exciting, and now that the Tarot Guild site is back, it's like, oh, wait a minute, you know, it's like springtime, even though we're in the middle of winter, you know. And the same thing with the Tarot Today show. It's like, all right, I feel, and I'm sure a lot of the Tarot Guild members out there, you know, may be experiencing the same thing, like you were going through waves of nostalgia, but at the same time, it's like now it feels like everything's back in place again. It feels like we've got our community back, and we've got that ability to connect and create together and discover new things. I'm so excited about all this.
Awesome stuff. And hey, to get a different perspective on that, you know, and find out what other people think, somebody that has been around literally since that beginning and joined us on radio is Maria G. Moss. And why don't we bring Maria on here? Are you there, Maria?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Dax. Hi, Mary. Congratulations.
Hi, Maria.
Dax. Hi. This is really exciting because just like Mary said in the beginning, when I heard that music playing, I was like, oh, my God, did it take me back?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's great. Isn't it? And it's so, like, it gives you that giddy feeling. That song always gave me that sort of, like, I'm going to hop around and dance.
Well, you know, I just have to say, you know, thank you to Dax because I truly appreciate you and all your hard work and everything you've done because you opened up a whole new world to me that who knows if I ever would have gotten involved in if it hadn't been for you because I never would have thought of, you know, doing any live radio. I mean, I would have been like, what, are you out of your mind, me, you know, doing live radio? And you're the one that made that all happen, you know. And if it wasn't that you put together the Tarot Guild and Tarot Today Radio and launched that program, I don't think I would be enjoying this wonderful, you know, I call it a hobby, but it's also, you know, it's become a side profession for me from my public school teaching. And so many things have come out of it, and you know, I owe a big thanks to you, Dax, for you know bringing us all together.
Well, thank you, and yes, so many people got their start with the Tarot Guild. When you look back, and it's really great. We're in our 16th year now. We just had our 15th anniversary, October 31st, Halloween, 2004. We launched the Tarot Guild, but we didn't go international. We didn't go online. With the website, as I said, I started building it around the second half or the last quarter of 2009, and then we officially launched it along with the radio show on my mom's birthday, January 20th, 2010. And I had no intention to do that, by the way. And this is a great story for those that don't know about it.
You know, I have to jump in and say a big happy birthday to your mom, Dax, because without her, we wouldn't have you and we wouldn't have the Tarot Guild and all Tarot Today Radio and all of the radio shows that came after that thanks to it.
It's like domino, you know, it's like dominoes falling. You know, you got to have everything in place. And so we had the Tarot Guild. We decided to take it international. If you want to hear the whole story, listen to yesterday's show. Probably one of the best shows that Dr. Rose Wilkerson and I ever did. We went an hour and a half. We were having so much fun. Oh, my God, the callers, the information and the tips and the resources that we gave out on yesterday's show, along with the story of the Tarot Guild, you know, 15 years later and, you know, how it got started in the beginning and all the details. Listen to yesterday's show when you get a chance. Friday, the, what was that, the 17th? Actually,
it was your
the
Friday
day before
show,
yesterday.
Actually, I think. Yeah, yesterday was Saturday.
I keep forgetting because I'm on with Mary that it's not Saturday. We moved it to Sunday.
Right.
Because the anniversary is tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I gave that story, and then, you know, we built the website to go international and get out there, you know. And we figured, hey, well, you know, we got a website, you know, we have the organization going. People are going to want to know what's going on. Let's do a newsletter. And I remember I was on Twitter chatting with a bunch of people. This is when Twitter was just getting going and was super popular. It was the new thing on the block, you know. It wasn't, you know, just Trumpville. And and
when it was cool.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're chatting, and I was talking about the newsletter, and I was asking people, hey, what do you want in the newsletter, you know, now that we have the website and everything? And they said, no, don't do a newsletter. Newsletters are passé. Now, what you need to do is a radio show. And I was like, what? A radio show? Now, I had listened to some tarot podcasts. There was a few around back then, and some of them were on Blog Talk, and I really liked it, you know, and I had been listening to talk radio for like 30 years. So, you know, I mean, George Norrie and Art Bell, and I was up many nights till 2 or 3 in the morning, you know, listening to the
Coast to Coast,
the paranormal shows. You know, they would talk about tarot and numerology and UFOs and Bigfoot and everything else. And, you know, I knew how they did radio by listening to them for 30 years, and I thought, hey, maybe I can do radio. I don't know. I've never done it. You know, and but I had a couple of friends doing a tarot radio show, and so I talked to them about it, and they told me the ins and outs. And then the next month, that was December 2009, and, you know, 2 weeks later, we launched Tarot Today Radio. So that's how that happened. It wasn't even supposed to happen, folks. I was just going to do a newsletter for the Tarot Guild, and we ended up instead with a radio show, which blossomed into a radio network and into three other radio networks. Psyche Talk Radio is actually our fifth radio network. We've aired maybe 30 different radio shows over the last 10 years. It's just amazing.
It is.
And many of, you know, you had several hosts actually that have gone on and to do their own shows, you know, and their own network. So, you know, we have to applaud you for Dax. But, you know, you introduced this line, this type of work to a lot of people. That there's a lot of folks out there doing radio who wouldn't be doing it if it weren't for you.
I know folks, you know, got their start in radio and podcasting through us. Mm-hmm. Others have written books, published decks that started out on you know, the Tarot Guild Ning site with Mary and you, Maria, and me. And remember my first host, my first co-host on Tarot Today, Mark Reed. And
Mark Reed.
I do.
He was hilarious.
Yeah, it's been 6 years since I left San Diego, and I have never heard from him, so I don't know what's going on. Anyway,
I was
going
to say, have you heard from him? I mean, what's he up to?
No.
Maybe he'd like to come on one day as a guest and shoot the breeze.
God, that would
reminisce.
Be amazing.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be it. Yeah, I wish I could have gotten him for today's show, but hey, you know, maybe he'll hear this, or someone will tell him in San Diego, tell Mark Reed, you know, to get in contact with us so we can get him on air. I don't even have a phone number for him anymore. But, yeah, a lot of people that were just, you know, interested in tarot, and they found the Tarot Guild Ning website, you know, came on the Tarot Guild site, joined the Tarot Guild, and then before you know it, you know, they're writing their own books. They're publishing decks. They're, you know, getting on the radio. I mean, that happened for both of you. Getting onto the radio, and Maria's produced courses. She's written books. I mean, it's just phenomenal what's happened.
Right. It's so exciting, and I, you know, this brings it all back how it started. It started, you know, just doing something I enjoyed, you know, and then it snowballed into a whole production. I mean, now it, you know, I'm still running the International Association of Angel Practitioners, the IAAP, at angelpractitioners.com. You know, all of that came from the Tarot Guild and Tarot Today Radio. And this is just, you know, a note out there for anybody who's maybe new getting into tarot and maybe has some hesitation about it because maybe they've been told stories about tarot being evil and all sorts of things. It couldn't be any farther from the truth. Tarot is actually what got me started to working with angels. That's what really snowballed that.
Isn't that amazing?
That for me, yes. So, you know, there's so much good in it. Nothing but good has come from it. I've met so many fantastic people. I met you, Dax. I met Mary. I met Sharona, who's waiting in the wings here, no pun intended. Remember Jean Maury? I mean, that with the Angels Monday show, and then that's how
and
I
Maggie.
Started doing the show with you two. So there's so much good that
Maggie Lukowski. Yeah,
oh,
you know
yes,
what I
Maggie.
Did? Yeah, Maria, you're gonna love this. You know what I did is I went on to the old channels, and I went through And literally there was, 900 radio shows on one channel and 1,000 on the other channel. That's all the shows that we all did. And I went back to the very, 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 very beginning. And I actually started a list. I have a list going right now that has you and Mary on it and James Rickliff and Janet Boyer and Maggie and Gene Morey and all the guests and hosts. Starting from the very beginning, I started to create an entire list. And now that we are Tarot Today Radio again, we want to go through that list. And Mary and I are going to start bringing people back on that have been guests.
I love it.
Isn't that great? Oh, my God.
No, it's awesome. It's so much fun.
I wanted to mention that the caller lines are starting to fill up. So if you're thinking of calling in and chatting with us, do it now, folks. 714-816-4628. We had a little bit of a technical snafu in the beginning there. Blog Talk Radio was having problems with its phone lines. We actually had to delete this show and recreate it and start it again so that people could call in. And, you know, if you think about it, you know, over the years, Mary and Maria, we've had technical problems, you know, but it's really, if you really think of it in the scheme of things of doing, you know, several thousand shows, that it's only been a handful of times that we've had problems. And, you know, this is my question. Is the universe doing a cosmic joke on us because this is our 10th anniversary show this is the one show we need to go without a hitch, and we have technical problems in the beginning with the phone lines.
They're just texting
you.
How much do you really want it? They make the universe, whatever you want to call it, God, the universe, the angels, they make you work for what you really want.
We made it happen.
And I think it's like, you know, it's part of that nostalgia. It's like, hey, remember the technical difficulties?
Right. Yeah. Part of it, too. You know what? They have, I believe that the angels and the universe, I believe that there's a sense of humor there. You know, and they're like, let's do this. Mess with them a little bit.
And every time Mercury retrograde would come around, we would be holding, you know, our fingers crossed, both hands behind our back. You know, it's like, please, please, no technical problems because of Mercury retrograde. Well, let's move the show along here. Remember, call in 714-816-4628. I also want to bring on one of our other hosts is joining us to say, you know, happy 10 years on the air. None other than one of our newest radio hosts, Sharona Rapsik. Actually, you're not that new, but in the scheme of things, 10 years, Sharona, you are. But hi, Sharona.
Hi, Sharona. Hey, everybody. Hey, so good to be here on the big celebration.
Hi, Sharona.
Hey.
Happy New Year to all. I want to say that, too.
Oh, yeah.
You
can say that. Happy New Year, everyone.
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Absolutely. And, you know, Sharona is another one of those examples of where, you know, she came on the network as, you know, just kind of like a fill-in guest host. Then she ended up co-hosting with Maria on Angelic Realms. And then she spun off her own radio show, you know, and created a course along the way, Angel Reiki along the way, and, you know, how it snowballs with everybody, Maria.
It's incredible, and it just makes me, you know, have this sense of knowing that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, because that when you're going with the flow and you're going with what God and angels and spirit, whatever you want to call it, wants you to do, yes, sometimes they do test you here and there, but for the most part, doors will open. The right person will cross your path that can influence the direction that you're going in. And one thing leads to another. So I truly believe that we're all supposed to be doing this.
Yeah, and I actually got to be the guest on Sharona's show. I love that. You know, now I'm a guest. Sharona, how are you liking doing your own show, Magic Universe?
Oh, I absolutely love it. I feel that
It has, I found my voice as far as being able to, you know, put out to the world the things that I feel that have empowered me, and, you know, also providing a place where I can bring all of us light workers together. So I feel that you have set me on my life mission, and that's really good. But I want to thank you, and especially Maria, for, you know, mentoring me. Anyone who's thinking of doing a radio program, I really encourage them to look into our little network of Psychic Talk Radio and the network. And because, you know, it gives you, you know, you give us training wheels. And so you do a tremendous service to anyone who is thinking about doing a radio program. So thank you so much, Dax and Maria and Mary, and, you know, it's a whole tribe of us working together. So if you're thinking of doing a radio show, you know where to go,
Sarana.
And you know where to call.
Yeah. I'm really glad you brought that up, because, you know, we have to rewind back 10 years ago. 10 years ago, tomorrow, 10 years ago tomorrow, and we launched Tarot Today Radio. We had no idea it was going to go in this direction. You know, it was a radio show just for the Tarot Guild, just for tarot enthusiasts, tarot lovers, students, professionals, you know, bring on all of the guests and the authors and the deck creators and just talk a lot of tarot. You know, that was the idea. But then it blossomed into so much more. And we realized that, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, they want to do this, but they're not that technical. They're worried about having to do everything themselves, the banners and the behind-the-scenes work and setting up the shows, not to mention, you know, websites and posts about the shows and all that kind of stuff. So we figured out early on we could do this for everybody else. And, you know, originally the idea was just to help our Tarot Guild members that wanted to do this as part of their professional work, you know. So it was mostly tarot people at first. We branched out into, you know, angels, and then with Psychic Talk, it's, you know, everything psychic. So you just don't know where it's going to go and how many lives you're going to touch and be able to help. What do you think, Mary?
I agree, you know, and I think that even beyond that, you know, what's really interesting, and I see this a lot, and I was kind of in the same boat when I first joined the Tarot Guild, is that I thought about it as, you know, it was something I'd always done since I was a teenager, but I never thought of being able to do it as a profession, you know, to become a professional tarot reader and to, you know, be able to really make a living at it. And that was like the biggest impact it had on me. And through the Tarot Today radio show, through the forums on the Tarot Guild, I just felt like really supported and really encouraged to take a chance and just see. Because I think prior to that, like, I just lacked the confidence. I was just like, oh, no, that's like what other people do. I couldn't really do that as for a living.
That's
and make
a big
that
part of
hope.
It, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I know a lot of, you know, new readers out there or readers that aren't that new. They've just kind of been doing it for themselves or for their friends or whatever. A lot of times, you know, they can't imagine that it could become, you know, their career, you know, that it could become their life's work. And that was like kind of the biggest difference. And it's been such a huge gift to me. I mean, I've always loved tarot, but I love doing it every day now. And that's one thing that I think, you know, is such a huge benefit of the Tarot Guild and the Tarot Today radio, because you can hear from so many different people that are doing it, and so many people have different approaches to it. And so you find out that, you know, maybe if you read tarot differently than, you know, somebody tells you you're supposed to, you might find that you're not alone in doing that, and that we all have our own approach, and so you feel like supported in that and validated.
Yeah, that's a big part of it, and you know why the website and the forums were such a big thing was because prior to that, I know I had a lot of people contact me after we launched the first Tarot Guild Ning website and said, you know, thank you so much for creating this platform, because prior to this, you know, I'm in the middle of Idaho or Iowa or something like that, you know, or they're down in the Bible Belt. They can't even talk to anybody about tarot. They don't know anybody else besides themselves that are into tarot. And, you know, suddenly there was this platform where they could get on with like-minded people and have discussions, you know, live in the chat or in the forums and so forth. And, hey, you know, let's just shout that out now. You know, we're open for business again, folks. You know, it's 100% free to join the brand new Tarot Guild website that we've built for you. It's a social networking community website with forums and groups and everything. And we're just getting started. It's literally in the infancy. You can get in on the ground floor. It's free to join. TheTarotGuild.com. You can pop on there, start doing forum posts and talking with other people and putting your thoughts and ideas about tarot out there. And, you know, let's make it a community again. That's my theory.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Well, I'm looking on the switchboard, and I notice another of our hosts is calling in, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. Let's bring Rose on and say hi. Hey, Rose, are you there?
Hey, yes, I am. How are you guys doing?
Hi,
great.
Rose.
I'm so glad you could join us.
Hi, Rose.
Yeah, Hi.
I just came on quickly to say congratulations on 10 years of being on the air. It's wonderful.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, where did 10 years go?
Right. Time flies.
That's when Rose and I do a show, The Doctors Are In, on Fridays, and we're having a lot of fun doing it. We're doing some great topics, a lot of open lines. And yesterday, Rose, I was telling the other hosts and guests on today how I think that was probably our best show ever this past Friday.
Yeah, yeah. And we have a lot of people from Florida that call into the show. Maybe it's because it's 5 o'clock in the evening there or something. I don't know.
Oh, we get all these Florida calls on, but it's just the Friday show. Anyway, it's crazy. But we had amazing callers, amazing questions. The flow of the information coming. You and I both had great techniques that we put out there, not just for the people calling in, but for everybody listening can take advantage of that. And as I said earlier in the show, you know, after the show today, go in the archive on psychictalk.net and listen to Friday's show. It was just amazing. Fantastic information. The flow, everything was flowing. Plus, we were having fun. The callers were having fun. It was just amazing. Well, I'm glad that you were able to pop on and say hi and help celebrate 10 years of radio.
Yes, and thank you so much. This has been a wonderful experience for me, too, because I told Dax a little secret. I said, I'm thinking about doing a show, but I haven't developed it yet, so it's on my mind. We might get another wonderful show on Psychic Talk Radio out of all of this. It's been a lot of fun to do, and, of course, working with you, Dr. Dax, has been amazing. And so I'm just really grateful to be a part of the team. So, you know, happy 10 years again.
Thanks. Thanks, Rose. We're glad to have you. And Rose brings an entirely different dimension. You know, it's although she's restudying tarot actually right now, you know, she isn't coming from the angel aspect or the tarot or the numerology aspect of things, or even mediumship. She brings an entirely different dimension because she's into things like Vedic mantras and life coaching, spiritual life coaching, and brings a completely different energy. I love it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. You guys have a great show, okay?
All righty. Bye, Rose.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah, I knew Rose only had a few minutes because she had to do some other things. But we're all still here, Mary and Maria and Sharona. And anything else anybody wants to chat about in particular before we take some calls or something? Thoughts on, you know, the next 10 years? I don't know. I'm just giddy about having Tarot Today Radio back. I'm just the title.
I'm so glad that you're doing this, and I'm really glad, Dax, that you were able to do this today at 2 p.m., which is usually the time when I would have my show, so I would be able to join you. That worked out perfectly, and I'm hoping that, you know, like you said, you're going to continue to have it on Saturdays, and the thing is I work during the week, so if it's not on the weekends, then I can't participate, so I'm hoping that you'll hold some more tarot parties here and there, so that I can join in with you guys, especially right now while my own show is on hiatus because I'm very busy. But I can always make time if it's on the weekend like this just to jump in and join you for some tarot fun. So I would, you know, like to put that out there. So would love to do that.
Well, I know you're going to be a guest also on Magic Universe. Sharona,
yes.
What's the topic you and Maria are doing? I forgot it now.
The topic is, because Valentine's Day is coming up, we are going to be talking about love. Yeah, love. It's going to be the love
angels.
Show. Yes. And how to make love potions and, you know, use a little magic to bring in some passion into your life.
Awesome.
That's great.
It's going to be a lot of fun, yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
All right. I just wanted to ask Sharona a quick question about the love potion thing. Is there such a thing as love potion number 9, like the song? Remember that old song?
Oh, my God.
I do have a recipe for love potion number 9.
She does.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
That's cool.
Love it. It's going to be a fun show. And we'll be talking about romance angels also. So it'll be an interesting show. And, of course, we'll be offering up, you know, mini readings. So I expect a lot of callers that day, being that it's just prior to Valentine's Day. And actually the date of the show is Sunday, February 9th, which happens to be my husband and I's first date anniversary, which we celebrate every year besides the wedding anniversary. So it's a special day for me. So definitely
That's
a
so
lot
cool.
of love energy in the air on that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to say happy
there
anniversary
you go. Love
in advance.
Potion number 9.
There you go.
Yeah.
9 is a great
on
number. And let me tell you something. Now that we're on the topic of number 9, I pulled a card for the Tarot Guild. I pulled the tarot card and one angel card for the Tarot Guild and the relaunch of the Tarot Today radio show. And I got the 9 of Cups. And when I look at that card, I could just see Dax sitting there with all these cups, all of us cheering him with these gold goblets behind him and saying, "Yes, Dax, way to go." And Dax feeling very fulfilled and all of us, you know, being very happy, because that's the energy of the 9 of Cups, is a sense of fulfillment. Yet it's a 9, so it's near completion. It's not total. It's not a 10 where you've completed the cycle and ready to begin again. So it leaves that mystery there. What's ahead? But I'm feeling good things because as that man sits at the Nine of Cups in front of the curtain, what's behind the curtain? But I'm feeling positive vibes because you have all those nine cups lined up upright, cheering, like in a cheering position. And then I also pulled the from my Archangel deck, the card Prioritize, Archangel Metatron, which I think is very suitable for this because it's about focusing, you know, on your priorities, getting things organized and motivated. And I think that's perfect for you, Dax, also, because I know Archangel Metatron is behind a lot of things that you do, especially with your expertise in numerology. And I know he's always been an archangel that you have looked
sacred to. Sacred geometry.
Right, your sacred geometry. Yes. So wanted to mention that.
Oh, and I'm glad you brought that up because I was looking at the numerology of the day and I didn't think of it beforehand, but today's the 19th. 1 plus 9 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. New beginnings is the actual numerology of the day. I pulled a card too and got the King of Coins for this. And some of the common associations, solid, reliable, respected, dog determination, consistent nature, resourceful, it just fits in with, you know, Tarot Today Radio. And it's just been very solid and, you know, we're reliable and consistent. And to make it 10 years, you have to be.
Well, Dax, I just want to tell you, congratulate you on that. And with that card of the Nine of Cups that I was talking about, a lot of people call it the wish card. So I'd like you to just take a few seconds and close your eyes and make a wish. And we'll all concentrate with you and help to give energy to your wish and that it will manifest.
Awesome. And my wish is for all the tarot lovers and students, and you know, we have a whole new crop of people coming on board learning tarot these days. We're in a renaissance. And I'm hoping that they'll all join us on the website and make the forums lively and interesting and great conversations. And that it, you know, the new website, thetarotguild.com, just grows over this year, 2020. So by this time, you know, next year, 2021, we'll be sitting here doing the same thing, saying, wow, look how far it's come in a year.
Awesome.
Absolutely. And I did want to mention that you know, we are going to bring some folks on to Tarot Today Radio. Mary and I'll be interviewing people, and you know, we can definitely squeeze you in there for sure, have you, you know, one of our first guests and talk tarot.
Awesome.
You know what, interesting, I also wanted to point out, you know, that if people haven't joined even our Facebook group yet, on Facebook, the Tarot Guild Facebook, that's a good place to start as well. And we also have our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group, and all our hosts post in there. And I pull a card of the day every day in there. And today the card I pulled was from the Dream Oracle card by Kelly Sullivan Walden, with artwork by one of my favorites, Rasuli. And the card I pulled for today, it's a card of ceremony, and the message is honor how far you've come. So it's kind of the perfect card to come up for celebrating a 10-year anniversary. And I would challenge everybody out there to really think about that, you know, that idea of how far each of us have come in our own ways, in our own fields, and in the things that we do. And a great way to have your own kind of ceremony, or at least celebration of that, is by connecting with the people that have been there along the way, kind of like we're doing on the air today. And you can see that card of the day and all the posts from our host, and by going to Facebook, Psychic Talk Radio group on Facebook. Easy way to get there is psychictalkradio.net/Facebook, and it'll take you right there.
Awesome. Yes. And if you're into tarot, you know, come join us on the Tarot Guild group on Facebook. Great postings on there right now, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. The last couple of days, we've had almost 40 people join the group. It's just amazing.
It's amazing.
And I did want to mention, considering we're talking about the shows, just real quickly, that we've got two shows tomorrow, Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs, followed by Compassionate Light, Healing and Guidance with Catherine Hahn. She's going to be talking about living a purpose-filled life. I'll be back on with Dr. Rose, who was just on here saying hi. On Friday, the 24th, we'll be talking about SMART goals versus resolutions for 2020. And then Saturday, January 25th, you and I'll be back, Mary, with Tarot Today Radio. And we're going to be doing New Year's readings for everybody. And then Sunday, January 26th, Magic Universe with Sharona, who's on here with us right now. And she's going to be talking about how to receive downloads from universal consciousness. So lots of great shows coming up. You'll find them all at psychictalk.net/upcoming. Awesome. Well, we started the show a little late because of the technical problems, so we can go over a couple of minutes here. Ladies, you're all welcome to hang out with us if you want. If you need to go, that's perfectly fine too. But let's try to squeeze in a couple of calls. Remember, if we don't get to your call, because we are running a little long in the tooth here with the show, Catherine will be on tomorrow, Rose and I next Friday, and Mary and I next Saturday. So there's plenty of shows to call in on, and we'll be happy to chat with you and do mini readings and everything. Let's see who's been waiting out there the longest. It looks like area code 780. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Dax, it's Jay calling from Canada. Thanks for taking them all, and congratulations on 10 years. 10 years. Wow. Have I been listening for 10 years to your show? Probably.
Oh, my. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, yeah, you'd really changed up your show quite a bit. So you actually manifested what you wanted to do a long time ago, because I was hearing you a while back that you wanted to do something like this. So now it's in form now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love how that works.
Yeah. Yeah. So welcome to the new year, and thanks for allowing me to be part of the show. Thank you.
Oh, glad you're here, and thanks for the thanks for the congratulations. Absolutely. And anything else you want to chat about, Jay? Any questions or anything else?
No, I do have a question regarding a psychic question, but not a tarot question.
Sure.
Yeah, a tarot question. Yeah. Regarding, I have a financial issue up. It's pretty major. I just wondered how that's going to go. And just wondering what the cards are saying. Thank you. Thanks, Dax. Thanks,
Sure.
Mary Brown.
And anybody that wants to join in, besides Mary and I, you know, Maria or Sharona, if everybody just wants to pull a card for Jay or something like that, you know, we
Thank
could
you.
Do that. Yeah. I hear people shuffling.
It's probably me. I don't know why. I'm always a loud
shuffling
shuffler.
Stereo.
That's right. So my message real quick, because I pulled cards already, is I got the World card and the Star card. I mean, you can't get better than that, you know. And the Knight of Wands. I mean, things, you know, it looks like it's definitely headed your direction. But let's see what everybody else is pulling. Who's pulling cards out there wants to say what they got?
Well, this is Mary.
Hey, Mary.
You know, I got a couple cards. Now, this is a financial issue. I do have the Devil card in the past position, so I feel like, you know, the worst of it has already, like, we've already felt that, you know, it's been an obstacle, that kind of thing comes up with the devil card to me, a lot of times it has to do with like attachment. Sometimes, you know, we're trying to keep like every boat afloat, and sometimes we can't do it, right? But what comes up now is interesting. It's a Seven of Cups along with the Hermit card. And so the Hermit card always, you know, calls us to like look within. And to me, it's really a great card of contemplation. And the Seven of Cups underneath it is telling us that, you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat here, which is a terrible expression. I don't know why I said it. It just popped into my head. But with the Seven of Cups is saying we have a lot of different options. And there's different ways of looking at it, and that you're going to be able to find, you know, a solution by, you know, further contemplation. It's not like you haven't been thinking about this, right? And then the final card that I got is kind of interesting, is the Five of Wands. Now, you know, fives a lot of times have to do with challenges, conflicts, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. The Five of Wands to me, you know, in this particular deck, it looks like there's this sort of mock battle going on. And it's a card of competition, learning our power, that those kind of things. So I feel that, like, yeah, you know, I'm not going to tell you it's going to be easy to do this, but I think that, you know, you're going to find, you know, a solution, and that, you know, be ready to, like, take it on, you know, with some fresh energy. Right. You know, sometimes we've got to go within, not just to contemplate things, but to also like regroup and gather our strength again. So that's what I got. Let's see what Maria or Sharona, did you guys pull cards?
Oh, yes, I did. Thank you. Hi, Dave. This is Maria Moss. Hi. I pulled a couple of cards for you. Actually, as I was shuffling, a couple of cards flew out. And what I'm seeing is that the difficulties and challenges that you've had in the past are going to clear up, and there is somebody that is going to help you and come forward and on your behalf and somehow help you make the connections that you need in order to improve your finances. So I see somebody, you know, there's an individual that steps in that is helpful in this regard, and I feel that this is going to lead you to finally feeling that you're getting some recognition that you deserve for a job well done as well. And I have Archangel Uriel coming through for you as well. And this Archangel is wants you to know that when he gives you messages, it's going to be through ideas that like kind of just pop into your head out of the blue. So you can address Archangel Uriel for guidance, and then just let it go about your business. And then when all of a sudden, just at the right time, something pops into your head that, you know, something grabs your attention, and you look at something and it makes you think of an idea that would help you, and you say, gee, why didn't I think of that before? That's Archangel Uriel.
Okay.
Okay.
Grateful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Blessings to you all.
And this is Sharona, and it's really interesting.
Sharona.
I got all seven cards, you know, seven numbers, and and the seven cards have to do with the Chariot. So, and that energy is you want to keep your focus and your vision, keep your eye on the prize, know your goal, and move toward it. And the other seven cards, that's what's saying that you need to do. And the other seven card that I got was the Seven of Swords. And that is also about, even if you have to go it alone, once again, keep your vision, you know, keep going. And also the Seven of Wands, which has to do with also keeping your focus, keeping determined, and you can do this. You can certainly land that prize that you're going for.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you all.
Thanks for the call, Jay.
Yeah,
thanks
for calling.
Yeah, thanks so much. And many blessings to you, and prosperous and gratitude blessings and health blessings for this year to all of you who are on hold, too. So thank you very much. We got to do it this year, I tell you. It's going to be an interesting year.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, I will.
It's going to get
Bye-bye.
Better. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
Oh. Oh,
that
I did
cool.
want to mention real. Wasn't that good? Yeah, that was a good call. I just yeah. wanted to mention real quickly, I was on the Tarot Guild website earlier, and I noticed that we're at like 99 or 100 members have joined the website already. We, you know, we didn't even announce it till just now. So,
wow.
Awesome sauce. So we have time to take another call or two. And the person that's been waiting like 40 minutes, I think, at least, is area code 510. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's your old caller, Camille.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Camille.
Yeah. I've been calling in since it was you and, Janet Boyer.
Yeah, Janet and I were doing it back. Yeah. Holy
Long
cow.
You had theme
nostalgia.
Music and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I do have a question.
Awesome.
My question is there romantic potential for me and a guy called Billy?
Billy.
Billy. We're both like, Billy. I like that. Billy. So romantic All potential.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Romantic potential. You know, this is Mary. I kind of think that there's some potential here. You know, what's interesting, Four Cups comes up in the past position. So, I don't know, it's like if it didn't quite come together in the past or like it just maybe other things like, you know, we got distracted along the way, that kind of stuff. But now I'm getting the Nine of Pentacles where things come into fruition. You know, it's the card of the harvest, you know. The Six of Wands underneath it usually is a signal of, like, good news. And we end with the Six of Swords. Now, look, you know, generally all of these cards, we wouldn't necessarily look at them as, like, you know, big romantic cards. But the Six of Swords to me shows progress. And shows, like, you know, whatever was it, like, you know, didn't make this kind of coalesce in the past or up to now. I feel like now it's like smooth sailing. Now things go a lot smoother. Now we start, you know, having that Nine of Pentacles energy where it starts paying off, basically. So that's what I'm getting. Let's see what Dax and Marie and Sharon are getting.
Sharona? You want to go first?
Yes, I'll go. I got the Lover's card.
And then we'll go to Maria.
And the Ace of Cups. So that's all about. And so I think we can just kind of say, give it a big, big yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maria?
Yes, hi. Hi, Camille. This is Maria Moss. Yeah, I feel some good energy going here as well. I know that this has been on your mind a lot, and I feel like you need to write your thoughts down and your what your wishes are in a journal, and spend some time focusing and on what you want to draw to yourself with Billy. And I feel like there's something that kind of pulls you in more than one direction, pulls you in a couple of directions that kind of might be taking some of the energy away from the situation. But I feel if you make time to spend time with Billy and maybe go on, you know, like a little, you know, a little retreat, so to speak, and get away from the things that distract you, I feel like it could be, you know, a spark there and definitely positive going forward. You need to put some time and energy into it, though, the effort into it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. Call upon Archangel Gabriel.
Awesome.
That's what I'm getting to. You know,
Gabriel,
when it comes to, especially when it comes to doing, you know, your journaling.
Mm.
Do that. Focus your intent. But definitely make time also for the getaway.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love how we're doing this fast round robin thing going on. It's really cool. We have to do more on air parties. We don't do
enough.
That's
what I said. Yeah, I would really enjoy doing an on air party here and there. I think it's nice to get, you know, get your hosts together and it's lively. You know, different voices and everybody. You know, just when you bring people together, it brings this lively energy and it makes it fun. So I think, you know, here and there, once every few weeks, not a bad idea.
And most of us are tarot people, too. And so, you know, we can all chat tarot and things like that. So, Camille, I wanted to ask, is Billy a perhaps like a fire sign, like Aries or Leo or Sag?
No. We're both,
okay, it doesn't really matter, but go ahead. What
I'm
were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I'm a Cancer, he's a Scorpio. Mm.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, that kind of fits to what I'm thinking here. Because what I'm getting for you as a message is I got the King of Wands on the left, and on the right is the Queen of Wands. And so the King of Wands is facing like away from the Queen of Wands. The Queen of Wands is facing straight on, but she's looking away from the King of Wands. And they both have their wands. It's that fire energy, that passion, and that independence. And so if anything's going to hang you guys up is the independence factor. Now, there's definitely good, you know, there's a lot of hope. You know, we heard all those, you know, positive messages coming through from Maria and Mary and Sharona. The only major arcana card I'm getting is Temperance, which is it could be the marrying of opposites, moderation. So, you know, I'm just going to leave you with that and just say that that's something to look out for, that, you know, to remember that in a relationship, there's two people and you got to come together and there's got to be a lot of compromise and things like that. Cause I feel both of you might have very independent natures and it's showing up in these two cards, the King of Wands and the Queen of Wands. So that's the message that I'm getting to let you know.
Very interesting. Yeah. Thank you. That it makes sense.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the call, Camille. Great hearing your voice again.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So there you go. Another nostalgia flash from the past. You know, Camille's been calling you for forever. Yep. Oh, we've got another one. It's our last call that we can take today. And I just looked at the number, and this has got to be Charlotte Kornberg. Charlotte, is that you?
It is.
Hey,
another
Charlotte.
Listener.
Hey. Gang. I just wanted to say congratulations and thank you for all the great shows that I've been privileged to listen to over the last few years. And I'm just so excited because it just seems to be picking up more steam, and I think even the level of callers has even changed a little bit to where...
Oh, I've been noticing,
you know,
that, yeah.
Seems like you're getting a lot of really great questions, and I mean, like the last two callers, for example, are, you know, I mean, perfect examples. And wasn't the guy from Canada just so incredibly nice? I mean, holy smokes. So nice.
Well, he's Canadian. Hello.
Yeah. And
it's
I
like
mean,
a law
I...
out there. You have to be nice if you're Canadian.
You know, and I really enjoyed the time that I spent on the show, and, you know, personal circumstances, you know, I had to take a hiatus or whatever you want to call it for a while. But, you know, my hope is to get back in because I really miss, you know, kind of rubbing shoulders with all you guys once a week. And because it is
make that the intention for 2020. And, you know, it's funny you brought that up because I was going to mention that Charlotte had so much fun listening to our shows that she had to get on air. She had to become a host.
True. I remember that.
Yeah.
That is. Yeah, it forced me out of my comfort zone because I had dabbled, you know, with oracle cards and angel readings and whatnot for, you know, a while. But I just wanted to be part of the show, and I was not disappointed. So if anybody's on the fence about calling in and being a host or a guest host, get off the fence and do it. You won't be sorry. You'll love every minute of it. I ended every show on such an energetic high. It wasn't funny. It was,
yeah,
you know, it was just delightful. And I felt some of that again on Friday show, listening to Dax and Dr. Rose. I mean, they had so much energy flowing that day. I mean, if you couldn't feel it, you'd been numbed up.
It was great.
Because it was
great.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say, Dr. Rose, you know, her mom had to go in the ER, and she's in rehab now. She's doing well now, but it was horrendous for like 2 weeks. So we couldn't do the show because Rose and her sisters were holding vigil 24 hours, you know, 24/7. At the hospital there. And so when we finally got back on, we hadn't been on the air for like 2 or 3 weeks. It felt like 3 months. And so we had so much energy on Friday. It was amazing. Hey, I did want to mention that Charlotte recently enrolled in my Tarot by the Numbers course. So
yeah.
Guess what? And her first deck, her first tarot deck arrived at her house. And so guess what? Mary and Sharona and Maria, Charlotte's getting into the tarot now.
Yay!
Oh,
way to go, Charlotte.
Yay! You're going to love it.
I know, because I was always too chicken. The oracle card seemed safe to me. But, you know, the way I grew up, there was so much negativity surrounding tarot. Ooh, you know, bad juju
exactly,
kind of stuff. And, I mean,
the
devil's
picture book.
TV, too. But, but yeah, I've got my first deck, and I'm just so excited to dive into the tarot course and add
what
that
deck
to my.
What deck did you get?
Huh? I took Dax's recommendation and got the Radiant Rider-Waite.
My favorite.
Awesome.
My favorite.
I mean,
so
I do have one other tarot deck, but it's and I love the deck. It's But I use it more like an oracle deck than a tarot deck. But it's Radley Valentine's Fairy
Angel
Tarot.
Tarot? Oh, Fairy Tarot.
Fairy
Tarot.
Oh,
that's so cool.
That
yeah.
one's gorgeous
and it,
with the silver gilding on the outside. I love that one, too. Good
yeah.
choices.
And the art, you know, the artwork on it is just incredible on the messages. So, but I, you know, you guys get on here all the time and talk about, you know, about the Rider-Waite deck a lot.
Right.
Or similar,
well,
similar
also,
decks
Charlotte
that talk about.
Was...
And I'm like, okay, thanks. Now tell me what those cards mean because I haven't got a card.
Right.
Tell me how that all stacks up because I don't know. But now
well, I figured
I'm
because
know.
I figured because Charlotte was starting with the course and just enrolled and that I illustrate the course with the Radiant deck that, you know, it would be great for her to at least get one, you know, Waitsmith clone. And,
yeah.
you know, that would be the best one to go with because it's in the course and she'll be able to follow along and see what's going on. And then you can, you know, switch to any tarot deck you want to get that speaks to you.
Right. And that's exactly what I thought too. But I honestly, I'm kind of excited to get the Rider-Waite deck because, it is so universally used, and it seems to hold the key to understanding the rest of the decks, really, as far as, like, and I'm going to show my ignorance here by this next statement, you know, with the true tarot readings, kind of, because they all kind of, even Radley based his redefinitions
yeah.
on his decks based on, you know,
the Rider-Waite
tarot, which was Rider-Waite.
Right.
So, Yeah, well, so I'm really excited.
I think that, you know, yeah, Dex, you almost always advise that they start with that, and I do as well, because so many, the majority of Dex out there are based on the Rider-Waite. So you take Dex's class, once you get that under your belt and you feel confident and you feel comfortable with it, you know, then branch out to whatever deck you want. I mean, there's kind of three traditions in tarot. There's the Rider-Waite, there's the Thoth deck, Aleister Crowley's deck, and then there's the Tarot de Marseille, and there's a lot of hybrids out there too, like the Hermetic Tarot. But, you know, you're going to wind up like me, Charlotte. You're going to end up with hundreds of decks. I know it. I can tell.
Oh, are you thinking I don't have, like, hundreds of oracle decks already?
I bet you do. I'm saying tarot decks is, like, going to be the next collection.
Yeah, there's, like, 2,000 now. All you got to do is go on Kickstarter and search tarot on Kickstarter and see all of the projects from the past and all the current projects. There's hundreds on there. It's like unbelievable. We got thousands now. I remember when I started off and there was like maybe two or three decks. Oh, hey, shameless plug. There's 12 days left, 50% off my course. So if you want to enroll my course, go over to thetarotguild.com and click Learn Tarot. So, you know, jump on that. Same thing with the membership. We have a premium membership. You know, it's free to join the website, but you can get the premium membership, especially if you're a professional and you want to get certified. Everything's included, and it's like less than $5 a month or $39 for the whole year. Same thing with my course, half price off. So it's $39. I mean, dirt cheap, folks. You know, this is just for the holidays. It ends on the 31st of January. Go over to thetarotguild.com, click Learn Tarot. Go check that out. Well, we got to end the show because we're way over here. But Charlotte, I'm glad that you're with us, and Maria and Sharona and Mary and Dr. Rose was able to pop on. And Camille, thanks for calling in. And all of our other
– Jay.
Jay, yeah. All of our other guests and hosts and callers, you know. We don't have a show without listeners and callers. So 10 years later, we're going to – let's try to run for another 10 years. Oh, my God. Remember, when you're looking out there for our shows now, Mary and I on Saturdays, it's Tarot Today Radio again.
Woo!
Oh, boy. So you know what? We're gonna take it out, the show, end here on the outro from the original Tarot Today Radio show. Here we go. I want to say goodbye, ladies. Thanks, everybody, for being here.
Bye, Dad.
Bye,
Maria. Bye, Sharona.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Good talking to you.
Bye, Charlotte.